Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand. Marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go. Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
You're listening to SBS News.
The Socceroos wrap up their group stage with another solid defensive performance. But who will they face in the round of 32? A hat-trick for one of the best teams on the global stage. Historic milestone for an African nation in a men's FIFA World Cup match. And has Cape Verde made its mark in the World Cup history? This is SBS News World Cup Daily, the 90 Plus podcast, where we bring you the stories from on and beyond the pitch. And I'm your host, Helena Krishnamurthy.
The squad that he picked for Turkey was the right call. I felt the squad that he picked for the USA was the right call. So there was a lot of questions being asked or what type of squad he was going to pick for the Paraguay game. And he got it spot on. Now, when I say spot on, I say the players that came in did an excellent job. Harrington was fantastic, especially at the back. You know, Aziz and Boss swapping side. Well, Aziz coming in and Boss trading the left side for the right side. I thought he was excellent. Valpato done well. Him and his connection with Boss was excellent. But for me, the big one was Jackson Irvine.
That's football legend, former Socceroo and SBS's pundit Harry Kewell. I caught up with him after Australia finished the group stage with a hard-fought 0-0 draw against Paraguay yesterday. Tony Popovich freshened up his starting 11, giving several players a chance to stake their claim ahead of the knockout rounds. So Kewell tells me the changes showed this squad has real adaptability and that Popovich isn't afraid to trust players who haven't featured heavily so far. But as he pointed out, one player stood above the rest, Jackson Irvine. He says Irvine controlled the tempo, stayed composed in possession, and was the best player on the pitch.
I thought him coming in, he was disciplined, he was organised, he showed that composure, he got on the ball, he wasn't afraid to play forward, he gets in the box. He was, for me, the best player on the pitch. I mean, I know Metcalf come in as well, which was excellent, but for me, Jackson Irvine was probably the outstanding player for me.
The biggest question, though, remains Australia's attack. There's been plenty of discussion around Nestori Iraconda's positional play. Does he play up front? Does he play in behind? Does he play out wide? And this is what Kewell, who sits as the only Australian-born player to win the UEFA Champions League with Liverpool Football Club in 2005, has to say about it.
That's for Popovich to decide. But we will judge. Like anyone, we have an opinion. When we see him play up top, is that his correct position? I thought first half, he wasn't really in the game. He was kind of lost between the three central defenders. And when I think it was Valpato or Boss crossed the ball, I can't remember which one, right? To be a striker, to lead the line, you've got to be in there to take them chances. And he wasn't there. Second half, he did a lot better. He was a lot more mobile. He was aggressive. He was trying to get on the ball, which was excellent. He was playing 1-2 touches, moving the ball.
He also commends Jordi Bosz, saying his second half performance was outstanding.
Jordi Bosz, for me, ran the show in the second half with the runs that he was doing down the right-hand side, cutting inside. He was excellent getting his shots off.
But Kewell's biggest concern is Australia's finishing.
Our goal scoring. We need to be able to get more attempts on goal, but score goals. We can't go into a World Cup just holding off, maybe looking for a set piece or a counter-attacking. I think we need to be able to create more chances, and chances comes with playing a little bit more free, letting the shackles off, which I felt we did, you know, in two-thirds of the pitch. It's just the final third, we lack that cutting edge. And if we can get that cutting edge in the next game, this young squad, which everyone's talking about, can maybe surprise.
So I had to ask him, how far can Australia go past the knockout stage? Since I spoke to Kewell earlier, we now know that Australia will face Egypt for the first time at the World Cup in their round of 32. The match will be held at Arlington, Texas at 4 a.m. on the 4th of July, Australian Eastern Standard Time. And this is what he had to say about their possibilities earlier.
We have to wait to see who we play. That's a big thing. The possibilities are obviously with the four, Egypt, New Zealand, Iran or Belgium. I think the ones that you really want to try and avoid is Egypt and maybe Belgium. But they look like the ones that could possibly go through. Like, that group's all open. It'd be fantastic to draw New Zealand. That would be a great game to watch, especially because of the two countries. But look, whoever we face, it's always going to be a difficult game. You know, once you get through the group stages, which they successfully navigated through, it's all about now knockout stages. So this is where you have to play your best football. This is where you have to strike when your chances are low. You've got to be able to be clinical. And hopefully we can do that and progress one step further.
Elsewhere at the World Cup, coach Didier Deschamps' France sent another warning to the rest of the tournament with a dominant 4-1 win over Norway.
Dembele, oh, he has a World Cup hat-trick! And it's taken him 32 minutes to get there! You are witnessing something truly special!
Ousmane Dembele scored a hat-trick while Kylian Mbappe continued his electric form. Kewell says France look almost impossible to stop when they hit top gear.
Going forward, they look unstoppable. Dembele obviously scored a hat-trick today. Mbappe's on fire. Alice is, like, incredible. He's the most hot topic at the moment. Doué is excellent. They, at any moment in the game today, they looked like they could have destroyed Norway. They took the foot off the pedal and allowed Norway to get a goal and then kind of come back into the game. But at any moment, they could just up the gears. Now, that's going to be a difficult team to beat.
Despite the defeat, Norway will still advance in the knockout stage. So, beyond the match itself, the football world is still left wondering why Manchester City striker Erling Haaland and Martin Odegaard were on the bench. Meanwhile, Senegal has made World Cup history.
This is some show from Senegal. These are some strikes from Senegal. They are reveling in the World Cup spotlights.
They are now the first African side to record a 5-0 win at the tournament after a dominant performance against Australia's Graham Arnold's Iraq team in Toronto. Ismail Assar doubled Senegal's lead early in the second half before Pap Gay wrapped up the scoring with a fifth goal. Iraq finished the match with 10 men after defender Ribin Sulaka was sent off for a foul on Senegal star Sadio Mane, who plays for Saudi Pro League club Al Nassr. Here's Graham Arnold after the match.
Everyone in Iraq should be proud of the fact that we made it here, and we performed very well in two out of the three games. And for me today, it was all about the red card that cost us.
So the result puts Senegal in a strong position to reach the knockout stage as one of the tournament's eight best third-place teams. Elsewhere, Cape Verde will now make it to the knockout stage of the World Cup after its 0-0 draw against Saudi Arabia.
Against Uruguay, and now they have finished the job. The men from the tiny island in the Atlantic are through to the knockout phase of the FIFA World Cup on their World Cup debut.
Just emotional and just, I mean, we feel it in this stadium here tonight. What a moment it is for Cabo Verde.
This marks a historic moment for the third smallest nation with more than 500,000 people playing at the global stage for their first time. The team's goalkeeper, 40-year-old Vazinha, has made headlines and amassed close to 17 million followers as of today on Instagram. His following came after his historic performance and remarkable saves against one of the best teams, Spain. And today, Alex Baena gave Spain a 1-0 win against Uruguay.
Now Yamal. He goes down the edge of the area. Marino goes to ground. Llorente hops over a challenge. He looks to cross. Baena's there. Baena! It's in! Alex Baena scores for Spain! 1-0 to
left. After a strong 5-1 win against New Zealand. Looking ahead to the teams capable of winning it all, Kewell says England are right in the mix despite criticism of Thomas Tuchel's squad selection. And then there's the usual heavyweights. Argentina have started strongly, Portugal continue to build, Brazil are always dangerous, and France may well be the team everyone has to beat. QL believes the favourites are simply building through the group stage before the round of 32 begins.
I think England's got a good chance. I think the squad that I know, there's a lot of people finger-pointing at Thomas Tuchel about the squad that he picked, but I think his squad's excellent. I think it complements each player. Argentina, obviously, Messi's got off to a flying start. Portugal are no slouches. They can obviously turn up the heat. Brazil is Brazil. You're going to have all these top teams. You know, I think they're just navigating themselves through the group stages first, get through the next round, and then I think you're going to really see the top teams really put the metal to the pedal and progress further down the line.
And to catch up on all of the highlights, you can head to SBS On Demand. For the last day before the knockouts tomorrow, we have Panama up against England, Croatia versus Ghana, Colombia faces Portugal, DR Congo against Uzbekistan, Algeria facing Austria, and Jordan up against Argentina. Stay tuned for the latest at the World Cup Daily, the 90 Plus podcast. And to get the latest World Cup news, check out SBS News Headlines wherever you get your podcasts.
Exatel's $80 a month internet plan is on sale never, because we don't care what day it is. Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Boxing Day, or your Nan's birthday. Sorry, Nan. You'll get award-winning 500 megabit per second internet for $80 every single day. No codes, no countdowns, no catch. And best of all, there's no price hikes. We keep it just the way you like. So hurry, or don't! One plan, one price. Exatel. Typical evening speed, 500 over 40 megabits per second. T's and C's apply.